Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we finished verses 17 and 18, so listen as we start verses 19 through 21 today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Welcome you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bible ready as we're back in 1 John chapter 3. And today we'll begin with verse 19. Now, before we do, let me encourage you to visit Ocala, Florida and Central Baptist Church. I know we have people listening to us from all around the country and sometimes other parts of the world, and that's just not possible. But if you vacation in Florida, we're just a little over an hour from Disney World. It seems like everybody loves to go to Disney World when they come to Florida. And if that's your case, I hope that you'll make it in your plans as well to come visit Central Baptist Church in Ocala, Florida. We would really love to have you come and visit with us. Also now, let me encourage you again, get those questions in ASAP, because we're going to do our question answer period in December, and I will soon be recording for our question and answer period. So as you hear this, realize that time is not that far away. So I hope that you will have your questions ready for our question and answer period that will be coming up here in the month of December, answering your questions. So I hope that we will hear from you and that we'll hear very soon from you. All right, now let's get right here into our study today, here in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 19. I'll start with it. It says here, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him." Now, we finished verse 18 last time, and it gave us the perspective from God's sight of what true Christian, that is, what true Christ-like love is. It is not only in word, but also in tongue. It is manifested in deed as well as in absolute truth. Without that, our so-called love is but tinkling cymbals and sounding brass. When God tells us what love is, hey, that is what love is, regardless if 10,000 theologians are telling you the opposite, or some religious counseling psychological idiot is telling you something, okay? Just understand that when the Bible tells us one thing and whoever else tells us something different, whoever else is wrong. Let me put it that simply. Now, that leads here then to what we just read, because he says here in verse 19 of 1 John chapter 3, he says, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him." So if you love indeed in truth, then you know you're of the truth. Now, that's just some common sense reasoning there. Hereby, the word hereby has the idea of by which we become acquainted with. Whatever the subject is, it's that by which we become acquainted with. Hereby, we love in deed and truth, as well as in word and tongue. We know, then, that we are of the truth. Now, let me just give you an example of that. Let's just say I get up and I start announcing in church, and you're present there, and you're a man. I say, "Men, did you shave this morning?" Now, You may be feeling a little absent-minded, but you just put your hand on your face, put it on your jaw, and you know if you shaved or not. And so it is the filling of your jaw that is the hereby of how you know. Now let me put the opposite of that, however. Ladies, your hair is beautiful. You comb it before leaving for church. You check it in the mirror. The last thing out the door. You get in the car, the visor goes down. You check your hair in the mirror somewhere between home and the church. As you arrive, you go straight into the church building and you turn right into the ladies' room and you touch it up again. After one more check, you go into the church and you tell the other ladies, "I can't do anything with my hair." Well, you've been doing something with it all morning. But you see, what she means by that is that she does not have confidence. She doesn't have confidence. Well, here he says, "And hereby we know." Well, when you say "we know," you're speaking confidently. But in that case, they wouldn't know. Now, that is why in verse 18, that you know. The Greek word used for know is one that means to know experientially. Because we love in deed and in truth, we know experientially. Now, I don't know this experientially, but some of you know. You say, "Well, know what?" What it is to tell either a mother or father that they can't live by themselves anymore, or that you must take their car keys away. Now, I was very fortunate because my mother, of course, she passed away over 25 years ago, but my dad just passed away here a couple of months ago at the age of 98. But I was very fortunate because my brother, he had retired from his job and he moved down here, sold his house, and lived with my dad so he would not have to be in a home. Now, I think that is very special. He took care of dad, and when it got to the point where dad couldn't drive, he got dad's keys and he would drive dad everywhere. But that car was parked out in dad's garage, so dad would think that, well, he still had his car, and it's just that my brother Dick would drive him everywhere. Now, that really helped get us along, except a time or two where Dick had to go out in his car, and my dad would end up calling my house wanting to know, "Where's Dick? He's stolen my car." Well, Dick hadn't stolen his car, but you know, that was it. The car was so important to him, and not going to a rest home was very important to him. And not even moving in and living with one of us was very important to him. He wanted to be on his own. And so my brother living with him for 3 years made that possible. And so, you see, when you love in deed and in truth, then you know the truth, and you know these things. Now, at one time I talked with my brothers. I said, if dad ever had to go live in a home because of a physical condition that we boys could not take care of, then it would be hard to tell him that. But if we had to take the keys from his car, we were going to call a SWAT team, okay? Because that was more important than even not living in a home. And so I'm just saying that to say that when my dad lived, we did not have to put him in a home, and we did not have to take the keys from him directly. We did it indirectly to where he didn't even know it. But some of you have done that. You know the experience. You know how hard that is. And you know that if you've had to do that with a parent, they're the one that brought you into this world, raised you, and now you're hurting them, but it's not your intent to hurt them. You're actually helping. Now, you're doing that by deed and experience because you know the truth. And you see, the reason you take the keys is that you love him or her. Truth never compromises its word in order to show love. I mean, you can let that person drive, but what if they end up hitting somebody and killing somebody? Or they go out and just run into a tree with the car and it kills them. How would you feel? So even though they may feel upset with you, you took the keys because you loved them and you would never compromise the truth, which was that if he drives, he's either going to kill himself or kill somebody else. And he's no longer able to drive or she's no longer able to drive. Now, a parent may live for their child or allow that which is not right in order to make their child happy. Well, that's not loving indeed and in truth. And many times they'll say something like this. Well, we are just protecting him or her and showing our love. The truth is, they have driven a wedge between their child and God. I was talking with some folks the other day. I said, yes, I do remember when I was a child in school, we got spankings. But the spanking we got at school was, much as it might hurt, I'd never cry for that one. But I tell you what, I did cry for the one at home because it was much worse. You see, you got in trouble. You got a spanking at home and we called it a whooping. And you got a whooping at home that was much harder than what you got at school. And it wasn't a matter of going down there and saying, why did you spank my child? Why did you paddle my child? Look, it was a matter of why would you act in such a way that that teacher would have to paddle you? You see, it was much different. What they were doing is they weren't enjoying spanking us and us getting paddled at school, but rather they were wanting us to learn to respect authority. They knew that authority, whether it's in a school or a policeman or somebody else, wasn't there with an agenda to say, I'm going to do whatever I can to make their child miserable today. No, that wasn't it at all. So this verse then is showing us to make no mistake, truth is never divorced from love. Now again, let me make that statement clear. When we think of the parent that always makes excuses, blames a child that goes wrong on other children, I have heard many times in the ministry someone say, well, my child's a good kid. They just got with the wrong crowd.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will come.